I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on July 31st, 2020. Multiple Linux distributions are off to a rocky start in their efforts to mitigate the boot hole vulnerability disclosed earlier in the week. The bug in Grub potentially allows anyone with root access to a system to install malign code that will run unchecked at boot time, even if the system is using UEFI Secure Boot. While fully mitigating the flaw will be a long-term effort due to the need to update UEFI revocation lists held in firmware, the last few days have seen distributions scrambling to push out patched versions of Grub as a first step towards protecting user systems. Unfortunately, the process doesn't appear to have gone as smoothly as might have been hoped, leaving some Red Hat Enterprise Linux, CentOS, and Ubuntu users among those whose physical hardware and cloud instances became unbootable after applying the update. Several of these distributions are now advising users not to currently update and to roll back any changes that they may have made, so it would probably be sensible to keep an eye on the situation over the weekend before committing to any Grub changes on running production systems. The KDE project has released a security advisory about its standard archive tool. Versions of Arc prior to 20.08 are vulnerable to a directory traversal attack, where unpacking a specially crafted archive could result in important user files being overwritten or a malicious script being run the next time the user logs in. Cloudflare is giving serverless developers another boost by reducing the perceived startup time of its worker processes. The company is now bringing domain-specific resources online as soon as a client starts to negotiate an HTTPS connection with Cloudflare, removing the previous slight delay when cold-starting serverless components and ensuring that they will almost always be available as soon as they are needed. The Tor project has brought its Bug Smash Fund initiative back for a second year. The project raised over $86,000 last year by pledging to use the funds to fix maintenance issues within its software and to help it cope with emergency releases prompted by upstream security patching in Firefox. Tor has now relaunched the initiative for a second consecutive year and hopes to raise as much as it did in 2019, even without the level of physical in-person donations that it saw last year due to the ongoing health crisis. Meanwhile, the project has downplayed criticisms from a security researcher who recently claimed to have discovered multiple zero-day flaws in Tor. While acknowledging that the issues flagged actually do exist, the project has strongly disagreed with the researcher over the severity and his characterization of them, and suggested that the threat that they pose is minimal to non-existent for its users. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/182. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday.